27 arrested in Orange County for fix-it ticket scam. Santa Ana, California. California Highway Patrol officials released details December 7 of an alleged fix-it ticket scheme for illegal street racers, which led to 27 arrests in Orange County on Tuesday. It is very rare to find and arrest all the suspects involved in an investigative case, CHP Captain Gilbert Campa told a group of reporters. Their illegal activities were posted over social media. In August of 2022, CHP's Division Investigative Services Unit arrested illegal street racing promoter Angel Zahid Sanchez Peralta, 21, of Los Angeles, leading to what is codenamed Operation Sign-Off, an ongoing investigation seeking the arrests of those involved in the suspect's unlawful citation forgery business. While falsifying signatures of current and former police officers, Sanchez Peralta forged over 250 citations issued to those who had been involved in street racing operations in Los Angeles and Orange counties. For his services, he charged clients $300, according to on-site CHP officers. The promoter signed off on these citations for profit using the names of current and former law enforcement officers, Captain Campa said. Sanchez Peralta, who promoted his citation forgery services using social media outlets like Instagram under the name at Angel Thiedman, was often promoted by clientele using Instagram's story function, allowing users to post temporary stories and linking opportunities to the suspect while also reveling the buyers of his services. At Angel Thiedman, always coming in clutch, thank you bro, hit him up. Instagram user at Pete's_photography wrote. During Tuesday's Operation Sign-Off, evidence seized from Sanchez Peralta led to the arrest of all suspects involved in the operation. Street racing is always illegal and extremely dangerous, as onlookers and participants can be killed or extremely injured, Captain Campa said. Public assistance is essential to stop street racing. Sanchez Peralta was charged in October with 33 felony counts of forgery, according to court records. The dates of the alleged violations range from October 2020 through January of this year. He was arrested in August and released from jail after posting his $20,000 bail fees. He is due back in court for a pretrial hearing at the Central Justice Center of Santa Ana.